Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Killer High, A History of War in Six Drugs, by Peter Andreas, narrated by Sean Compton. Preface. The deployment of soldiers to battle drugs is what first got my attention. It was the evening of September 5th, 1989. The Cold War was ending, but a new war was ramping up. Not against a foreign military threat, but a psychoactive substance. In his first primetime address to the nation, President George H.W. Bush held up a clear plastic bag of a chalky substance in front of the camera at his desk in the Oval Office. "This is crack cocaine," Bush said in a somber voice. The president declared war, calling for an assault on every front. Urging Americans to face this evil as a nation united, Bush proclaimed that victory over drugs is our cause, a just cause. He announced that when requested, we will, for the first time, make available the appropriate resources of America's armed forces. Late that December, the United States launched Operation Just Cause, invading Panama and arresting its leader, General Manuel Noriega, on cocaine trafficking charges. Surely the most expensive drug bust in history. In the years that followed, fighting cocaine replaced fighting communism as the driver of Washington's military relations with its southern neighbors. But it wasn't until years later that I began to fully grasp the deeper and more expansive links between drugs and war. Part of this discovery was by accident, while writing a book about the 1992-1995 Siege of Sarajevo. I could not help but notice the pervasive role of cigarettes as a substitute currency in keeping the city alive, including their use as a payment to soldiers for defending the siege lines. Black market booze was also in high demand, so much so that United Nations aid workers would bribe Serb checkpoint guards with bottles of whiskey to lubricate the passage of food convoys into the besieged city. Later, in the midst of researching a book on the history of smuggling in America, I was struck by the importance of rum and tea in provoking the War of Independence. The use of ardent spirits as an ethnic cleanser during westward expansion, and the crucial role of World War I in enabling the prohibition of alcohol. And this made me want to dig more, much more, to untangle the historical roots of the drugs-war relationship. Tracing this relationship across centuries, continents, and psychoactive substances has been a long journey, one that I could not have embarked on by myself, and, I must confess, one that I could not have completed without heavy daily doses of my own drug of choice, caffeine. I owe much to a talented team of research assistants over the years, Dakota Fenn, Kyra Foose, Richard Gagliardi, Benjamin Giampetroni, Miriam Hinthorne, and especially Jerome Marston and Rebecca Martin, who were involved at various stages from beginning to end. The book would not have been possible without the generosity of Brown University, particularly the Watson Institute for International and Public Affairs, the Department of Political Science, and the Office of the Dean of Faculty. Some of the final revisions were completed during a summer visiting appointment at the Free University of Berlin's John F. Kennedy Institute, and I thank David Bisold and Christian Lambert for making my stay there possible. I gave presentations based on the book at Brown University, Georgetown University, the Free University of Berlin, the German Institute for International and Security Affairs, Swarthmore College, McGill University, Providence College, the University of New Mexico, Tufts University, and the University of California at Berkeley, as well as at the annual conferences of the American Political Science Association and the International Studies Association. Part of Chapter 6 draws from Peter Andreas, Smuggler Nation, How Illicit Trade Made America, and the introduction and conclusion draw from my essay, Drugs and War, What is the Relationship?, in the Annual Review of Political Science. Many friends and colleagues gave much appreciated feedback and advice at various stages of the project, including Nick Barnes, David Courtwright, Cornelius Friesendorf,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?